Today's Hot Country, 94.1 FM, WMIX. You heard him on the radio. Now you're going to hear him again on the radio, but in person over the phone here. Drew Baldridge joining us on the show. And Drew, we can't thank you enough for the time. I know you got a busy weekend ahead of you, so I texted you yesterday about maybe getting a chat in, and I was like, honestly, if he tells me no, I wouldn't even care, because I totally understand. How are you?
Man, I'm good. Thanks so much for having me, man.
Not a problem. Well, I haven't talked to you. Well, I've talked to you, of course, but haven't talked to you on this kind of level since the song went to number one. So congratulations publicly on all that. I mean, we knew it was going to happen, because last time we had talked, done an interview, it was at number three, and we didn't think anybody was going to stop you, did we? We knew it was going to happen.
We knew it was going to happen. Yeah, I guess. Man, it's been such a whirlwind, and we're just, you know, it's so fun to think that just a couple weeks ago we were number one, and now we get to be in my hometown area, you know, and playing a show. And tomorrow we're having the first ever two-night Big Baldridge and Bonfire. My buddy Dylan Wolf is headlining it here in Patoka. And then we're going to headline Saturday. We decided to turn that in kind of to a number one party of some sorts, you know. Come out early. We're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be a great night. Bring your kids. It's family-friendly. And then, you know, tonight, which is fun, we're shooting a music video up in Vandalia, Illinois. Everybody can come if you want to, free of charge. You might get wore out on the song, because you have to sing it over and over and over and over and over again. But it's a brand new single where nobody's heard it yet. It's not out. So we're starting to, you know, plan all that for the next song. And this, hopefully, you know, this music video will be the next one to be on CMT and all that fun stuff. So if people want to come out and be a part of that in Vandalia tonight, they can. So very busy weekend.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say I would kind of, you know, solicit people to come up there and see it, but I don't think you're going to have any problems getting people to come and shoot the music video for you. You won't turn anybody away, but maybe you should have just, you know, maybe done it quietly a little bit, because everybody's going to want to come out and support you and that sort of thing. And that's got to be the biggest thing for you heading into your Big Baldridge and Bonfire Fest this weekend. That's, you know, the number one success. Everything is fantastic, but the support that continues to happen, you know, like you said, back whenever we talked last time, everything was, it was going the wrong direction. You know, it was, the label was closing, all this stuff, COVID happened, you know, you had a single, you had to get rid of the single, you got to re-release it. So to continue to see support, what, you know, 5+ years later for something like this, you know, from the home area, that's got to feel good for you.
Oh man. Yeah. I mean, this is the area that kept me going when nothing else was working. And so now it's fun to kind of come back and, you know, and give back to the community. You know, a dollar of every ticket is going to Warrior Cancer Foundation, and to help raise some money for families fighting cancer. It pays their bills, and just a really, really great foundation. And, you know, we'll have the Little League come out and sell hot dogs and hamburgers, and, you know, we don't take any of that. That all goes to them. And so it's nice to give back to our local community as much as we can. And, you know, growing up, I always wished we had concerts in this area, big concerts, fun concerts to come out to, festivals, and we just never really had anything like that. So started doing this, putting this on, you know, a couple of years ago, and it's been fun to see the community come out and have a good time for, you know, a night. And now this weekend they come out for two nights and have fun and hear music and get together as a community and celebrate life. And I'm just really, really excited that we can do that.
And celebrate your success, you know, number one with She's Somebody's Daughter. Drew Baldridge joining us here on the show. A two-night festival this weekend, I should say, up in Patoka for the Big Baldridge and Bonfire Fest. Get your tickets at drewbaldridgemusic.com. Dollar of every ticket sold for this weekend goes back to the Warrior Nation Cancer Foundation, based out of Marion County and everything like that. So lots of good stuff, and you can find out more info on drewbaldridgemusic.com, Drew's Facebook page, the WMIX Facebook page. We posted some stuff on that as well. And everything like that. So what was kind of the idea of moving it to, you know, 2 days instead of just the one this year?
Man, we were just talking. We were talking about how much fun it would be to give it a try. You know, when I started this, I always dreamed of going to two nights. And I said, man, what better way to do that than to just start with a locals night? And so, you know, we got Dylan Wolf that's going to headline. We got the Invaders, which actually is a band out of Salem, an older school band. And you know, we're hoping that that bring a lot of people out from Salem area. And then Jacob Michaela is actually from Casey, Illinois, is kind of taking music scene locally by storm. I've just heard so many great things about them. I've had so many people reach out to me about them and how talented they are. So I'm super excited to hear them tomorrow night. And we thought, man, what a great way to start off a Friday, like doing 2 days with just people that are locally grown. And so we're hoping that people come out and support tomorrow night. And we hope, you know, obviously people are, have been coming out for Saturday for the last couple of years, so we hope everybody still comes out. We're hoping for good weather. We moved it up this year. Last year was in October, and it got a little cold. So we're hoping that the cold stays away and the rain stays away, and we have a great weekend full of sunshine and good times. So everybody get your tickets at DrewBaldridgeMusic.com. We just can't wait to see y'all.
Yeah, this weekend, of course, Saturday, you got Cody Phillips Band, and then you got Matt Poss. Then you got Mark Wills, which is a big name, a heritage act, a 90s act, and he's starting to get into that kind of legendary territory, him and Tracy Lawrence and all those guys, you know, those guys that were real big back in the, you know, late 80s into the 90s and early 2000s, so that'll be fun to see him. And then, of course, you'll close things out on Saturday. I don't want you to give it away, but before we let you go, because I know you're busy and you're trying to get back to town and get everything going and everything, but you got anything kind of up your sleeve or special for Friday or Saturday night or both that people can, I mean, obviously the entertainment's going to be good enough to look forward to, and, you know, it's a good time, but anything up your sleeve that we got planned for us on Friday or Saturday night?
Man, nothing crazy. You know, it's just been, I'll just be honest, it's been hard this year to put this festival together than the last two, because I've had so much more time the last 2 years to focus on this festival. And, you know, this year we've been working the number one single and running the label and all the craziness going on, and it's just like, man, we're just excited that we got it, everything squared away for it, because we've been scrambling over here to pull it all off. And so, man, we're just excited to have another night of music. You know, we do got some fun. We found these, and I thought this was fun. We got some glow-in-the-dark cowboy hats for kids that we're going to be selling Friday and Saturday that everybody can, you know, come and get. I thought the kids would love that. And so that's something different that we've never had before. And you know, we got great music. We got great local music, mm-hmm. which is going to be a great time. And Mark Wills, just like you said, he's one of my favorite dudes. We've played a lot together at the Grand Ole Opry, and just really grown to love him and love his heart. And so I'm really excited that the local area will get to see Mark Wills and hear songs like, you know, 1970-something and just his big hits that he has. I just think the community is really going to enjoy it.
Oh, yeah, Jacob's Ladder, all kinds of good stuff for Mark Wills. And, of course, you got you coming up there, and you're going to close out the night with a bang. Congrats on the She's Somebody's Daughter, number one. And congrats over in the UK, what, 2 weeks in a row, number one? That's crazy.
Crazy, man. Yeah, 2 week number one in the UK. Never dreamed that would be a thing. You know, to be honest, I didn't even know that they liked country music over there.
Country's everywhere, man. It don't matter.
That's right, brother. That's right. So I appreciate you, man. I appreciate your time, and hopefully can't wait to see everybody down there this weekend.
Yeah, DrewBaldridgeMusic.com. Get your tickets for the Big Baldridge and Bonfire Fest this weekend. Wife and son good before we let you go? Everything going good with them, too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everything's good. We're sitting here in the drive-thru right now trying to get them some breakfast.
Yep.
So,
yep.
They're rocking and rolling. They're excited for the weekend, too.
Yeah, can't wait to meet everybody and see you this weekend, and good luck on everything the rest of the way, and we can't wait to see where you go from here, Drew. We appreciate the time this morning.
I appreciate you all. We'll talk soon.